AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCHN, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of the month of this time, we have our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. I'm joined on the line by the Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2020 GAR President John McAtee, and I don't see them, but I can feel their smiles through the phone. Good morning, Stacy and John. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Doing well.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, Stacy, give us the good news.
All right. I'll break down the numbers from June. So there were 76 single-family closings. That is an increase over what it was in June 2019, where there were 60 closings. And the median sale price had quite a significant spike to just over $2.9 million. In June 2019, it was $1.9 million. I will pause there and just make a note on that. $2.9 million is about, it's the highest, if I'm looking back through all the way through 2013, it's the highest median sale price we've seen in a given month in all of the records that we have. So there are a couple of factors at play there. One is that obviously there was a lot of pent-up demand due to COVID-19, so we finally started seeing some market activity and things moving. The other piece of that, though, is the conveyance tax. There was a conveyance tax increase on the portion of a sales price over $2.5 million that went into effect July 1st. So home sellers who were aware of this noticed that there was significant savings for them if they closed prior to that July 1st date. So, for example, we had a $12.8 million sale. They had a savings of nearly over $200,000 in taxes just by closing before July 1st. So just something that's, historically, when we look back at this, we'll say, wow, what happened there? And that's kind of the nugget of information that people will point to.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about perfect storms in a bad way. This is a perfect storm, I guess, in a good way, right?
Yeah, it's just remarkable. All the factors at play are really, it's something that we haven't seen before. So getting back into the numbers, we saw 330 days for average days on market for June 2020. That's an increase from 241 in June 2019. We saw 16 condo and co-op closings in June of this year. It's basically on trend with what it was last year. So no huge spikes in the condo market that we're seeing as we're seeing in the single family market. But still strong activity. It's relatively stable. So the median sale price increased to $698,000, just above $679,000 where it was the prior year. And the days on market were 118 for condos and co-ops, which is a decrease from 143 days. So things moving a little bit quicker in terms of condos and co-ops there.
Okay. All right. We'll get into the pendings, which look good also. We'll do it in a minute, John. I want to get your thoughts on all the numbers that Stacy talked about, as well as what you see happened over the last month.
Well, I think Stacy's hit some exciting numbers there. It is clear that the market is alive and awake, and she's exactly right. The condo market is relatively flat, and we'll just touch upon that real quickly. It's almost identical to last year. June numbers were almost the same. The second quarter was actually down about 17%, but we're flat for the year in number of transactions. But for the condo market, we are down significantly in dollar volume. We're off about 13%. And I think it's just the demand is young families looking for single family residents. And June was a very, very strong month. It was indicative of some of the stronger Junes going back over the last 8 years, where you might see 80 transactions in a month. The whole quarter, second quarter, the COVID quarter, if you want to refer to it as such, was up 7.2% over last year. And last year's second quarter was actually our strongest quarter. So those are indicative of an incredibly strong last at least 2 months. And that puts us year to date at over 17% with 267 transactions. These transactions are taking place straight across the board in every community. And happy to report that Kaz Kab has really done quite well. It was up 20% for month of June versus last year, but for the quarter and for year-to-date, it is up over 40% in terms of the number of transactions. So people are really discovering all parts of town. And as Stacy said, you know, with all of these transactions and the high median price, you know, that obviously correlates with high dollar volume. So the month of June had $256 million of transactions, which is $100 million more than where we were for June of 2019, and puts us about 20% above where we were last year.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, John. Keep going.
Well, just one other thing is that, you know, what this confluence of demand and lack of inventory is really two significant variables. And with the high days on market of 330, which is the largest in any month over the last 8 years, it really means that we are selling older inventory and there's not as much active inventory. The new listings for June were actually quite high with 178 new listings. And I think what we're seeing is we're just seeing a delayed inventory that's more indicative of March and April numbers. But we are still off for new listings year over year of 5%, and active inventory right now is down about 14%. So it's a really good time for sellers to, if they're serious about the process, thinking about positioning their homes, because there is a active demand as we speak.
Stacy, you mentioned pent-up demand. Also on Saturdays, we have a show with a home inspector, incredibly busy, saying a lot of New York people coming up here buying homes almost sight unseen. Are you hearing the same things?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers absolutely show it. But we're hearing the same thing from most of our members. And there's a few factors at play that, you know, besides the fact that, you know, there was pent-up demand, people maybe were sitting and waiting until the pandemic loosened up a little bit or restrictions loosened up a little bit. We've also got mortgage rates at record lows right now, so now is a great time to be buying. Conversely, you know, with the activity we're seeing, and as John mentioned, the kind of the tight inventory we're seeing, now is also a really great time to sell. So the demand is on both sides. And in terms of Connecticut's actually been getting a lot of accolades lately for the handling of the response to coronavirus. And the slow reopening of the state has put us in a great position when you compare us to other states. You know, it definitely looks like a much safer option and is a much safer option right now. You know, we've got our hospitals are all in really good shape. They're not overloaded. We're not seeing crazy spikes. So, you know, there's a certain comfort level in making a move to a state that is, you know, in kind of a healthy state at right. this point.
Okay, and then finally, pending sales looking good as we move ahead to the next show in August to talk about July. Is that right?
Pending sales are strong. There were 93 new pending transactions in the month of June. That's up about 40% from where we saw last June absorption. And currently, as we speak, there are 110 properties that are pending, and that's more than twice of where we were last year. So the trend we expect will continue. There are a lot of families coming out. Education is still a major consideration, and we expect a lot of closings between now and the end of the summer for the beginning of the school year, which obviously no one is quite sure what that will look like. But when people come to Greenwich and they look at our Board of Education and they get under the hood, they realize this is a really great alternative.
All right. We'll see how things go. We'll see what those the median sale prices are with the conveyance tax and everything. So we'll look at it in August. And my thanks again to Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2020 GAR President John McAtee. Stacy, John, thank you. Be well. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. WGCH News Center time, 8:31. Let's get to traffic and weather together. Bottom